We're 20 episodes in.
No, we're 220 episodes in.
Another sure sign of the apocalypse, kids.
But I do want to know, so you have to rummage through the bushes in the forest to find the one tree standing in the forest?
Not me. I shaved all the bushes.
Oh, okay.
That's hilarious. I was thinking that would be a great topic for an episode soon. I was thinking about Jails. Bales shaved member today while I was driving.
Jails?
What?
Bales should be in Jails.
Probably should be in Jails.
Sometimes when I'm driving around, I'm like, man, what would be good topics to talk about? And I always try to think back to the chats we've had, those in Facebook. Yeah, that shorn member was a good conversation for a good hour.
So you were thinking about Bush?
No.
On your drive home?
Non-Bush.
Bush or non-Bush?
Non-Bush. Absence of Bush.
Now, wait, are you like clean all the way or?
No, we're talking. Are we talking about ourselves or
like a slipping? It's the slip and slide, baby.
Slip and slide. Gotcha.
That's disturbing. Well, your turn, Ryan.
No, I think it's just your turn. I have to imagine you got full on 70s going on down there.
Oh, yeah. He's got a Harlem Globetrotter and a leg lock.
Grease it up like you're a.
No, yeah. I comb it, I part it.
Right. Have you seen my pube comb?
It's the pube comb over.
Comb over.
I'm growing it long on this side and trying to bring it over to the other side.
You know how much Aquanet you have to spray on that thing to keep those suckers straightened down?
Scratched. So well, tell us about this defunct land, Doc.
Okay. So the YouTube channel is called Defunct Land, and I mainlined it, and I don't watch a lot of even YouTube anymore, but I don't know, that came up in like my suggestions and I watched something and it was it's awesome. It's so good. It's basically the history of theme parks and amusement parks and like rides that were like dangerous, some of them, or things that, anything that closed down within an amusement park, and it branches out into other things as it goes on. A lot of in Disney, but it does Cedar Point, it does Busch Gardens, it does something like Six Flags, does something about Kings Island. There's a lot of good shows on it, and it's just one of those things that just one begets the next, and it's like, oh, well, I guess I could watch another 12 minute episodes are like the, when you go to like an old man bar and you get that short beer. That's what a 12 minute YouTube video is. It's like, oh, well, 12 minutes isn't like a half an hour, which I think like in our heads, we grew up with the sitcom standard of a half hour, 22 minutes of actual viewing. So like when I think about things, I'm just like, oh, yeah, you know, 12 minutes isn't that long. And you watch it, and you watch another one. And the next thing you know, it's like 3 hours later.
Plus commercial interruptions. We grew up accepting them. And now we kind of don't have to, just about.
No, now I can't even handle it. If I go and someone, it's a commercial. It's like, what is this? What is this stuff? What's this about? Is this commercial? I don't want to buy that.
So are these highly produced videos, or are these people breaking into the parks illegally?
It's somebody doing the overdub.
It's a lot of like stock footage from stuff.
Yeah, but it's a lot of stock footage.
But like of the actual parks.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's pretty well researched. It reminds me a lot of what Keith Decent does with his podcast, like that kind of. Like I noticed very well researched.
I noticed he has a lot of people send in videos,
yeah,
like family videos and stuff.
At this point, it's a team of people. They're crowdsourced enough that, you know, if they want to do an episode on something, they put that out into their own Facebook group and. You know, that's how they gather their research, but it's pretty interesting stuff.
So are amusement parks still a thing? Like, not do they exist? Are new ones being built?
I don't think new ones are being built, but I think the ones that are there are still putting in attractions.
New attractions or just maintained?
Cedar Point, which do you guys know what Cedar Point is?
No.
I didn't know. I didn't realize Doc knew what it was.
Is that in Sandusky?
Yeah, Sandusky, Ohio.
Which is where Tommy Boy is fictitiously from? Yeah. That's what I thought right away. I was like, oh yeah, Sandusky, Ohio.
It's supposedly the biggest amusement park in the U.S. Like, it has the most coasters. And
how many coasters? Bigger
than Disney World?
Gosh, I don't know how many they had. At one time, they had 17 of them, I think.
Damn.
They're insane roller coasters. It's not just like they have a roller coaster. It's 420 feet tall.
Jesus.
And it goes 120 miles an hour.
In Iowa, we had Adventureland, and there was only two roller coasters, a small metal roller coaster, and then a larger timber framed coaster.
Hmm.
But nothing that went upside down, nor no. They might have put a corkscrew in later on, but nothing like.
Well, like Cedar Point, or not Cedar Point, but the company that owns Cedar Point owns like almost all the amusement parks on this side of the country.
I imagine that Bales went to Cornland, where it was like corny the corn on the cob.
It was Adventureland.
Brought to you by the Corn Bureau of America.
Oh, man.
Corn farmers.
Adventureland.
I don't know. In my mind, when you talk about your upbringing, I imagine everything having to do with corn. And it's hilarious to me.
But how fun does that action park look? Looked like a good time, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Right outside of Philly there in Vernon. I've listened to some stuff and I've read some stuff and watched the videos on it. It's like the truest of the inmates running the asylum in a state that just did not give a shit about, yeah, whatever. You're making money? Good for you. All right. You know, there was other stuff going on.
Yeah. So are you guys big amusement park people or just kind of meh?
The thing is, I'm not. That's why this is so, like, for me, watching these videos, I'm all about it now.
So I don't have kids, so I don't really have a reason to go to any of those.
Did you go when you were, like, a teenager, young adult?
Tons as a kid and probably a tweener.
Hmm.
But Adventureland got boring. So I think we took a couple family excursions down to Kansas City, Missouri, because they had the Orient Express, which I think had like a double loop so you could actually go upside down. That was pretty cool.
Sweet. What about you, Eloy? You don't live that too far from the amusement park center of the world, do you?
No, it's about a 6-hour drive.
How far by airboat?
Oh, crap. I've never calculated that.
How far selling Snapple products door to door?
We didn't go that far north when we were selling Snapple.
I got you. Okay. Oh, wait. No, a fictitious iced tea drink. Damn it. We need to debrand here.
Well, it doesn't matter because we've been talking about all the major freaking, like,
I know. It was a joke, Eloy.
World resonating freaking. Am I still drawing from that well, Doc?
I preferred kiwi strawberry over the tea anyway.
No, but really? I didn't work for Snapple necessarily. I worked for a marketing company that they hired to go and give out like crazy, like pallets and pallets and pallets of Snapple.
Was that the same gig where you were like hawking stuff at nightclubs and stuff?
No, that's a different. I've done a lot of marketing.
Sounds like peddling to me.
Well, it's giving them free samples because, you know, you're putting that in front of them and they're thinking, you know, oh, free thing from Snapple. And then all of a sudden that thought is in their head.
You're the taste master.
But
you give them the first hit's always free.
It was really cool. Well, that's exactly it.
Of course, it's exactly it. That's that business model has worked forever.
The first thing we would do is that, so I headed up the thing, I drove the truck, and it was just me and a girl, and I'd go and pick her up, or I'd go straight to the warehouse, then pick her up, and then we'd go off to the West Coast, North, whatever, and she'd hand out it, or we both would, or when we could step out, you know, on a dock, we'd have these huge sort of like barrels with plastic coolers, like huge with a wrap of Snapple. And we'd fill it up with ice. We had to buy ice. And they'd send us to all the festivals and this and that. And you just show up in this big Snapple-wrapped truck. And people would line up, dude. They would line up. It was crazy, dude. and we had some, and we couldn't come back with any, you know, as little Snapples as possible. And we're talking pallets and pallets, dude. They spent money, dude. It was freaking a warehouse full of, dude. You should have. I have pictures. I'll share them with you. It was insane. But just to tell you about the whole thing, I grew up going to Disney World, Epcot Center, just a lot with the family and even with friends and stuff. So yeah.
Did you have a favorite ride?
I liked, yeah, you know what? I always liked as a kid, the Peter Pan, the one, the 10,000 Leagues Under the Sea, is it?
20.
The 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. I liked that one.
I remember going on that one. It was cool.
What is it?
It's like imagine a metal submarine, and half of it is above water, the rest is under, and then you step in after the line. You make it, you go down into the, you step down into it, and it's actually under, you're underwater. You're not underwater as a submarine per se, it's just a boat.
So it's like a water roller coaster.
You don't go fast. It just
right.
More like an adventure ride.
So we had like, it was called Log Ride at Adventureland.
Nice.
Log Ride.
The History of Logs.
Which opens up a whole new
area. Brought to you by Korn.
Which opens up a whole new area of conversation. We're going back to logs.
No. Scratched.
Did you guys have that ride where you'd get into a bucket and they'd start spinning it around and you get sucked to the wall and then the floor would drop?
Tempest. It was what it was called here.
Gravitron.
It's called Silly Silent.
Are you talking about the big main one or the smaller ones that were there was many of them?
Ours was just a little small one where you just, I don't know, maybe up to 20 people got inside, stood against a wall.
Okay, yeah.
And then you got sucked to it and then the floor dropped. It wasn't like the one that tilted. And
okay, yeah, I'm with Doc. It was called Gravitron here. Is that what you called it?
We called it Gravitron too.
And you're always waiting for someone to puke, but you didn't want to get hit with their puke?
Yeah.
No, if you puke in that, it actually hits you and maybe the person in the direction, in the opposite direction of where it's... So the people across from you are safe.
Now, was yours enclosed or was it open?
Mine? Like, people waiting in line stood across the top, so you're like looking down into a large coffee can, and you're just watching people spin around.
Really?
Like a blender, yeah.
See, ours was like a spaceship.
Yep.
Oh. Yep. You get inside of it, and it was enclosed, and like this, the like boards, the padded boards you would lay up against or stand
smash
up against.
Up.
Oh, yeah. They'd go up.
Yeah, we didn't have any of that.
Yeah, you could push it and kunk, you know, and you hear the metal clinging, and you're stuck to the thing, and you're looking at people. That was a fun ride. But I wanted to ask you guys earlier, do you in your cities or cornfields have a wanna do city?
A what?
A what?
Wanna do?
A wanna do city.
All right. We're gonna need further explanation on that, being that you're making up words. Scratched.
I thought you said Xanadu at first.
I mean, out of all four of us, I probably live near the biggest city.
Miami's a way bigger city than freaking Boston.
Is it?
Dude, this place is massive.
All right, put your cities back in your pants. What is this wanna do?
So there was this place up in Fort Lauderdale, and so I went with my girlfriend and her daughter, and we went up, and I had never gone. I was like, oh, we gotta go. Yeah, it's a place for kids and this and that, and you know, you can dress up. With, you know, you can be a fireman. It's want to do. Want to do city. And so I'm like, okay, fine, screw it. We're traveling up to Fort Lauderdale Drive. Dude, you purchase the tickets and you go in there. It's an enclosed universe of awesomeness for big kids, small kids. Dude, there's small buildings with actual things inside. Like, it's a world. Dude, with stars in the sky, and you can be a fireman. You could go to the factory of how they make cookies, like a cookie factory. They even have fake fire. when there's fire, and then the firemen have to get in to trap the kids. You know, I did want to jump on, but my girlfriend said no. And the kids go in the thing. Dude, it's so freaking awesome. Imagine a miniature universe land of kids doing what adults do in real life, but fun.
Did they have one person laser tag?
No.
Does it still exist?
Dude, I don't know if it does, but I know that one closed down.
It's now called Don't Want to Do. No, but I don't want to do that.
No, dude, but seriously.
Kids have to go to an office job.
Wi-Fi island.
Take out the trash.
No, dude, this place was awesome, dude. They had different, you would walk down the streets, cobblestone streets, inside with lamps, and it looked like Disney World inside. Not huge, but big enough where you're like walking around and there's different little places, and then you can go into candy shops, and there's pizza and all that stuff. Dude, I loved that place. I ended up going like 2-3 times.
Alone?
Alone, yeah. No, it was really good. You guys would love it. Wanadu City. In fact, I'm going to look it up, and I'll tell you.
Man, I might have to plan a trip to Florida.
So we could all meet up.
I knew it. I knew you'd like
that. We could have a meetup.
Get like a vacation t-shirt made that we can all wear.
We could have a live podcast.
Are there going to be fanny packs involved?
We should.
Ooh. All right, check it out.
Custom scratched fanny packs available at scratch.com.
Check it out. Wanadu City, this is from Wikipedia, was an indoor role-playing amusement center at the Sawgrass Mills in Sunrise, Florida. A suburb of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It was property of Group CIE. That gets boring. But basically, careers, you could pick from careers in which citizens, as opposed to citizens, could participate, including firefighters, police officers, lawyers, TV reporters, singers, and models. And they could use issued money, Wogans, to spend at their setup, you know, with their setup bank accounts. But due to financial problems alongside lack of business, that's very unfortunate because I was a fan. It closed in 2011. It's such a shame because it was awesome.
Why are all those jobs glorified in this wonderful city and not like waitress or short order cook or something that no one wants to be?
That's true, but dude, I'm sure if you guys had been walking around there, you would have loved it.
Is there a red light district? Scratched.
So do we have anything on the whiteboard?
Before we go to the whiteboard, I'm interested in what you typed into Google to land on Grandma Metal.
How did I find that?
That's why I'm asking.
Oh, it was on Loudwire.
Oh.
The website Loudwire. Isn't that awful?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It's like there's not even like...
I have questions. Did she hire the band? Did they get her? Did they ask her to do it as a gag? Or are they her grandchildren? I mean, what is going on?
Or is it a band? Is that the band?
Oh God,
is it? I don't even.
I would like to point out that that band has more views than a lot of other bands. So, like, we're like, oh man, anyone would be in that band, but they did what they wanted to do.
What band is this that you guys are talking about?
Yeah, I didn't know if it was a real thing or if it was like a one-off gag or what was going on.
It looked like something put together for hits.
Well, can you explain that to the audience and myself that don't know what the heck you're talking about?
It was a drummer, bassist, guitar player. They were wearing like black and white makeup, kind of in the vein of
Kiss,
Kingdom Come, any of those dudes, like black metal type makeup. But it had this, they were touting her to be what, 90 years old German grandmother.
Holy smokes, are you telling me an old lady as a heavy metal thing?
Yeah, so she's singing in German, but she's not very metal with her vocals, but it was just weird.
I'd like to see that. If you link that in the private scratched official private message board.
Sure.
So we need to come up with some more stuff for Dangle's World, because I'm not giving this up. We need to come up with the five spokes. One of them has to be about Chowderland, Chowder World.
Spokes? What do you mean spokes?
When you go into these parks, they all read like a wheel. So you go to the middle of them, and then you go off to the different sections.
You do?
Yeah, that's how most of them work.
Oh.
Yeah.
That way, the middle of the park is a centralized location, and there's usually a landmark there you find your way back to.
Well, so you definitely have to have, like, a water... So
the Dangles water park.
Some water attractions.
You got it.
All right, what is it?
You gotta have
Was that where we have the chowder? Do we have it there?
I'll take care of Chowderland. That'll be the water feature.
Somehow I think that's a bad idea.
I was reading about the 93-year-old grandma. What is this? What are the five spokes? How many do we have?
We can think about it for a while, but one has to do with chowder. We have to have a water park.
That is the water park.
Okay, so we've combined. So we have the chowder water park, which I think is a horrible idea.
No, because you can put little. You know when somebody spills something at a supermarket and they put the little signs out on the yellow caution signs. That section of Chowder World of that, what is it? This universe we're talking about? It'll have a bunch of those.
Chowderland.
Yeah, because the floors in that section will be sticky. I mean, they'll be like wet, slippery.
Chowdertopia.
Yeah,
we'll work it out.
Bills. What's your land gonna be like?
I have no idea.
Leather and piercings and and chains hanging.
I just know I want to control the milk jug ride.
Oh, I knew the milk jug was going to fill up.
You can always fill up
giant milk jugs that you sit inside and they spin around. Don't get dirty.
The spinning milk jug, it makes me want to throw up thinking about it, and then it makes me want to throw up thinking about it.
Maybe I'll just stick to like being the musical director. I'll just be the musical director.
Are you going to go like...
I'll stay in the air conditioning where people just like to chill out and take a rest.
No.
I figured you were going to do like the animatronic creatures and have them sing and dance like at... what was the name of that place?
Showbiz Pizza. Yeah, Showbiz. And then...
The Rockafire Explosion.
Out here it was Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. There you go. I could see you getting some... Using your costuming skills and making some...
We can
awful,
make
awful... Awfully,
and by the way,
horrific animatronics
and some bad pizza.
If you guys get hungry,
yeah.
If you get hungry during the day, come over to Chowderland. I'll no problem. Free chowder for you guys. Okay.
You can swim in the chowder and eat it too.
There's a lot of different rides in
Chowderland. That's disgusting.
I'm sold.
Awful stuff.
And people have to wear...
And we can't be giving it away. Don't be giving away free chowder. You're giving that free chowder away out of your profit, sir.
Well, when you go inside Chowderland, you have to wear... You know how, like, in Wet n' Wild rides... Oh, we can have a Wet n' Wild...
A water slide fueled by chowder? Oh.
Well, you have to wear those ponchos that cover the body... So guests will be issued a poncho, and you walk in, and galoshes because it's the ground is completely saturated.
I imagine that you could float down a waterfall of chowder on a big oyster cracker.
Does one of the rides involve dipping people in liquid?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
We got those bases covered then.
You may laugh, but I think people would definitely purchase tickets to go to Chowderland. I don't know. Even Bales' land with chains and whips. Would be visited frequently.
I didn't sign up for the chain and whip land.
That's your land, dude.
Gimpistan.
That's your land. That's your land. That's it.
Gimpistan?
Yeah, I was trying to think of something that wasn't land or world.
Man.
Gimptopia.
I like roller coasters and like.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Adventureland. That's
kind of free falling or skydiving type ride.
Tied to Dangles, let me know what you come up with.
So basically, we have these expansive worlds, and Ryan has the jug ride.
I just want to be like a carny, dude. I just want to run Ryan's, one ride.
Ryan's meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
And how about yours, Doc?
I can't come up with anything. Maybe I'll run concessions for the park.
So the milk jug ride is kind of like the teacups ride.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
The lazy chowder river, where you just get on your oyster cracker and float around the park.
Sounds like a really awful park.
So far, so good.
No, wait.
It sounds sticky, which I like.
Wait. Could you just please imagine the amount of flies breeding in that freaking park? It would be an infested freaking area, dude.
How many pounds of clams are we talking here for the lazy chowder river?
We would have to empty the seas of chowder because
there's not empty the seas of having chowder. Scratched.
We're having that conversation about how much chowder we would need to fill a water park.
Dude, you know how many employees we'd have to hire? Could you imagine? We'd have to have a factory with some sort of like little TV sets.
Hello, and thank you for coming to Chowderland today. My name is Jeff. We want you to keep your arms and legs inside the ride at all times, and we're going to just have a good day at Chowderland. Thank you for going to dispatch. Yo, that's what it would sound like.
Well, no, I'm saying in order to produce so much chowder.
Doc has this whole world in his head. I just know it.
Dude, I have been completely warped for like
last. He's got the landscaping all planned out in his head.
You know how I told you I can't get into things? This is why. What do I do with this information now? How does this manifest?
Well, wait a second, Bill. Now, we have Bales's like the chains and whips area. We've got my chowder area. Ryan's got the medieval
dungeon.
Ryan's got one little teacup thing in the beginning with freaking huge, you know, milk jugs, and he's like sitting there smoking, vaping, and kids are lined up. And then Doc, what are you doing?
I don't know. I said I'll run concessions, make sure everyone eats. I'll make the chowder.
All right. They come there for the famous teriyaki meatball and stay for the whips and chain.
I don't know. I can't think of a land. I have to come up with something. Scratched.
Granite sarcophagus. Go.
Listen. It's a granite sarcophagus that they found. Mm-hmm. But what you guys are making fun of, it's actually a huge deal because in the area where that granite sarcophagus was found deep within the ground, they were removing like a building because they're going to build in the area, and they discovered that. And the thing is that it's so heavy and there's no granite in the area. It had to be hauled, and they showed barges of how they, and this is like this past week, and they're going to open it. They're saying, and we shall open in this and that, but the plot really thickens because here's the thing. The way it's cut, okay, it's so perfect. Back then, all they had is the bronze tools to cut stuff. Well, they're saying that that's still an ongoing issue. They've tried to replicate the archaeologists and scientists of how they could have used a saw to cut granite using freaking bronze, but you can't do it. And they cut and they poured water and cut. Ridiculous.
Anyway, they already opened it.
What was in it?
Three skeletons and a red-brown sewage water, which gave off an unbearable stench.
How did that water get in there?
I don't know. I read the first like two paragraphs.
So they opened it when, today?
This article is dated, 6 hours ago.
Yep. Thank you very much. So they found three skeletons. No gold in there?
Not that I've read yet.
So were they
not
wearing?
Not mummies. Skeletons.
Yeah, skeletons. Yeah. Well, that makes it even worse. Did they open it live on? You know why that makes it worse, Bales? Because if they open...
Hey, got a picture.
Well, if they opened up... Can you share that link? If they opened up a sarcophagus, Bales, made out of granite, which takes a lot of manpower, effort...
When did it go from granite to granite? It happened.
Sometimes I was waiting for someone else to say it.
It was is that what one of the people in the documentary said? Was it a European fellow that was like, and the granite?
I don't know. Cut the granite. No, I don't know about that, but
sounds like something our boy would say.
What I'm arguing about is that if they found three skeletons,
what if there were reptilian people in there?
And they don't have clothing on, and so they were poor people? You can't fit. It makes no sense. Already the freaking conspiracy theories are going to start.
It does beg the question, though, because they're saying that they think it's just three soldiers that were buried in it. But why were they buried in a granite sarcophagus?
Granite.
Shut up.
It's very fancy. It's way fancier than granite. Granite. It's actually the fake granite.
Is that Pharaoh's kryptonite, the granite?
Granite is made of, it's mostly made of flour. It's like plaster of Paris, but.
Now we know why Egypt fell. It was the granite.
Dude, night.
This is bigger than we all can fathom, and you're playing games. This is heavy duty current events for the first time on Scratch history. We're actually
you're playing with current events.
Current event that will be out in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We're
a little behind here.
That's true.
We are. Yeah.
No. Listen. We are live, but live recording this thing. That's hilarious, dude.
Yeah.
All right.
Should we tell them we're actually recording this on what system?
We could totally lie and just say we recorded it like a month ago and we were prophesying.
When you guys hear this for the first time, this was fresh news, okay?
Yeah, 6 hours ago. We've already established our timeline.
Mm-hmm. So we're not lying. Bales, please.
And don't lie, Bales. It's very important that you don't lie. Tell the truth.
Offer us some input on your thoughts on all this.
I haven't read the story. I'd have to read about it.
Well,
was it common practice to put three bodies in one sarcophagus?
Thank you. Yes, right. That's my question.
That is my question. Three bodies. In
I mean, one... I know they found some tombs where there was servants buried with the pharaoh, but not in the same vessel, right? They mummified cats and such.
And such. It's all bullshit, man.
Mummifying things.
You're just making stuff up.
Maybe mummifying things was just their pastime.
No, dude. But the man hour. Okay, could you imagine a whole city of people working to mummify some dumbass and they have to bring freaking kryptonite from one place to the other?
I don't know. I mean, crazy people have their freaking dogs taxidermied so they can keep them, so.
Yeah, but to get all those people on the same place, it's hard enough to decide what to eat for dinner. Imagine getting a whole civilization to cut out a piece of rock from the side of a mountain and then come.
So who do we believe this sarcophagus belonged to?
Yeah, who did they? What's the story, Ryan?
Because you know, what if it was like the spoils of war, and they got it from somebody else when they conquered them, and inside was the remains of some former king, and they were like, you know what, this is very important to these people. Let's take it.
Dude, for the cover of this episode, we should have Bales in leather with a gimp mask instead of sarcophagus. And
Gimp. I don't know. I still don't have the gimp mist. That's not there yet. Gimp Nation. No.
I'm saying no to this gimp mask thing.
Scratched. I'm just trying to come up with a catchy name so it catches on. I don't want you to have a land that fails. So
yeah, you don't have to do the gimp mask if you really don't want to, Bale.
No, just the rest of the outfit.
They just do not want you to be the music director at all.
No, you could do that. You could do that while dressed. Yeah, you could totally do that.
They're just no, you're doing this, but we need to come up with a better name for it.
Wearing this, and you're walking around the park like Pluto. Shut up and do it.
You could be the music director.
What's the mascot at Dangles World?
I don't know, but while I was watching all those theme park stuff, you know, the kind of suspension roller coasters? They call them danglers.
Perfect. I mean, obviously we have to have, you know, people in war-tooth potato costumes walking around.
Oh, that's a given.
That's obvious, isn't it?
I'm totally down with that.
And of course, we have to sell merchandise, so you need plush potatoes, t-shirts, keychains.
Free pee-stained underwear day.
Ooh. Wait, you get in free if you wear pee-stained underwear, or we give out free pee-stained underwear?
Not both.
Yeah. We wouldn't have bathrooms.
Yes, we would. Yes, we would. We would have all normal facilities.
At the fancy steakhouse, like where people have to go, and if you're not wearing a jacket, you loan them out a jacket. We loan out pee-stained underwear.
There you go.
This is our land. They can crap and pee wherever they want.
No, they can't.
In the bathroom is the only place they can crap and pee.
The rides would be much funner.
You can run your land. Chowder land can be however you want. You can have the crap and pee and the galoshes and whatever you want.
Oh, you're going to work in Chowder land.
I am not. I own this park. I am Walt Dangle's world.
Walt Dangle.
That's your new name, Walt Dangles,
aka Walt Dangles. That's one of my new rap.
Okay, have you guys ever been around horses?
all your brooms are gonna dance like that.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what's the cartoon where all the brooms dance around? The
Fantasia.
There you go.
Lenny all of a sudden is gonna be my Mickey.
Have you guys ever been around horses?
Yes. I've ridden some horses, yeah.
Okay, but like around them.
Yes. I mean I was on them.
You've been on horses?
Yep.
Doc, have you been on horses?
Yes, I have.
Ryan, have you been on horses?
I will say yes, but I'm leery about why I'm answering this.
See? I've never been on.
Yeah, you've only been behind them, so get on with your story.
No, so here's, you know when horses have to go, they just drop it in the middle of the street. Well, I'm saying in our land, people could walk up and down, enjoy the rides, and they don't have to run.
Oh, no, no. We're not doing the poop stuff.
What, do we serve the refreshments in freaking chow bags?
No.
You know how they say at restaurants, please wash your hands before serving the food or go. We don't need none of that stuff.
Formerly Chowderland, coming soon, Bacterial World.
Out in California.
It's the neighboring sister park.
No, that's good. It's going to be once we have to close it down because everyone dies from the plague.
Scratched. What's your favorite donut?
Cronut.
Cronut.
It's a croissant that's deep fried.
Oh.
Really good.
Because I was thinking like the bird. You said crow nut.
Deep fried crow.
I enjoy a coffee roll every once in a while.
That sounds good.
Yeah, but I get sugar. Donuts give me heartburn. Oddly enough. Yeah, like the sugar heartburn.
You guys.
Good.
No, I was going to say, how about Bales? Because he's incredibly quiet. What kind of donut do you eat, Bales?
I like lemon these days.
No. That's
filled or glazed with lemon?
The lemon filled, and then it has like powdered sugar on it.
Oh.
Nice. Sometimes I'll do a chocolate glazed.
Doc, why did you. You sounded like you were having stomach ache when you said that.
No, that was a good answer.
What do you guys call the long ones that are filled?
Bales.
No, seriously, because me and Amy have this debate. What do you call the long donuts that are filled?
They call them crawlers in this area.
Really?
No, an eclair?
Or they'll call them sticks, donut stick.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The donut stick, or are we talking an eclair?
Well, I don't know what the difference is. I call them filled sticks.
The eclair has a little hole on the end, and if you squeeze it, it shoots out a little bit of that custard.
Would you like to know the difference?
Yes. Well, Amy calls them long johns.
Oh yeah, I've heard that too. Yeah.
We're talking about like an eclair though, like with the chocolate on top.
Yeah, and filled with like white cream.
Yeah. All right. That's the difference between that is. A donut, especially like an old-fashioned one, is like a cake batter. And what an eclair is made out of is the same thing that you make funnel cake with. And it's the same. It's called pâte à choux. It's choux paste. If you bake it in such a way that it actually puffs up, so that's actually naturally hollow in the middle if you do it correctly. Basically, it's just like, yeah, that cavern. It's the same. Oh, cream puff is the third thing that you can make with that batter. And it's the same thing. If you do it right, you can just cut the top off of it like a cream puff and stuff it, and it won't have anything to take out.
I thought the name came from the shape, but I haven't heard anyone call it Long John since my grandmother. Forgot all about that.
Yeah, I didn't know what she meant when she first, because I went to the donut shop. Give me a Long John. What the frick is a Long John?
And did the guy know?
No. She explained it to me. I was like, you mean a filled stick? But she was like, what the frick's a filled stick? And it was just this big cycle of stupidity.
Filled stick.
Yep.
That sounds like something we should be serving in Dangle's World. The filled stick.
Yep.
Take that down. I'm going to have to get a whole other dry erase board for Dangle's World.
Did the bacon maple donut make it to you guys' area? Or is that just a thing in my area?
Nope.
Donut with bacon and maple syrup on it.
Sounds like a Tim Hortons thing.
Yeah, I've seen stuff like that around.
We had a Krispy Kreme up here for a couple years, but it closed down.
Stuff like that, man, it's like they're coming up with new ways to make you fat.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not bad enough that you were eating a donut, fatty. How about we sprinkle some bacon on top of it? We deep fried it in lard.
The thing up here they do is they have donuts and coffees flavored with candy bars.
Hmm.
So, you know, they'll crumple up a Snickers or a...
Have you partook of this?
No.
Hmm. I'm curious.
These boutique donut shops are starting to pop up a lot around me.
We still have the boutique cupcake shops.
Oh, yeah. No, see, it's switching over to the boutique donut shops now. I'm seeing that more and more. I've had some stuff. My brother, who lives in, like, the closest city, air quotes, city to me, that has, you know, a good population of people and restaurants and different stuff. He brought stuff from his, like, local walk to donut shop, and it was killer. Just killer.
Did it sit heavy in the belly?
No, I ate the smallest one because I know better at this point in the proceedings, and I think I had already eaten quite a bit of something else at that point.
Scratched. Do you guys remember those candies? The Boston, I think they were Boston beans or
Boston baked beans.
Yeah, have you had those recently, or it's been years? Because I remember that.
Yes, I had some not too long ago.
Wow,
those in the, what are they called? Burnt peanuts. The ones that are red and they're like bumpy.
Yeah,
burnt peanuts are they there. Bumpy?
They're just red. It's been so long.
That sounds like some Midwest stuff. I don't know nothing about that.
Or how about the candy cigarettes?
Yeah.
I saw they still make those.
They don't market them as cigarettes, though, I don't think.
No, they don't market them as cigarettes. They call them Kings.
Yeah.
They used to have all the different sort of brand-like.
Yeah. Well, do you remember they used to sell those little black licorice? Man, I can't talk.
Licorice?
Licorice. The little black licorice in the shape of like a pipe.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You
walk around with like a little mini crack pipe. What's up? How you doing today? What's going on, Mom? Got my chocolate pipe.
We need to bring that trend back.
Yeah, tobacchiana.
How about those lollipops that were like in the shape of a triangle with a different color? I mean, I haven't had any of these candies in forever, but it was like just a rainbow-colored lollipop in the sort of triangle shape. Do you guys remember that? Translucent?
Nope.
Oh, you missed out. If you didn't... Bale, that's one thing I'm going to say. If you never had that lollipop, okay, how about this? Did you ever have freaking root beer lollipop?
Probably. Like a dumbbell?
Were they called dumbbells?
Yeah, dumbbells were the little ones. Dum-dums.
Dum-dums.
Yeah. Dum-dums are made about 45 minutes from me.
I like the little root beer barrels like an old lady.
Oh, yeah, those are good, too.
Yeah, I could eat the whole bag and cut the roof of my mouth just to shreds with the sharp candy business.
So we got to know then what's everybody's favorite candy like from when you were a kid. Man. I don't think we've ever touched on this.
There's so many different subcategories.
Well, let's break it down.
You got
let's break
chocolate it down. Bars versus hard candy versus sour chewy.
Well, let's start with candy bars.
The fruit pectin variety.
All right, candy bars. Go Bales.
Ooh.
There's so many varieties now.
There are, but I like whatchamacallits and Fifth Avenues.
Oh,
do we get two?
Amy's gonna love your answer.
I thought you meant whatchamacallit. You're trying to remember, but
you get two.
Man, those are like tied for me.
Really?
All right, two chocolate bars.
Hmm.
I like.
Oh, we have to pick two?
No, well, you can't pick two. He just picked two, so I'm gonna pick two because I can't. Right. I like the Snickers with almonds in them.
Those are good.
And the beige wrapper, they're tasty. And I like the, Take Fives that have the pretzels in them.
Oh, yeah. So you like some of the new school.
Yeah, candy. But I will destroy an entire family-sized bag of peanut M&Ms. I will destroy an entire family bag of the pretzel M&Ms.
Like almond M&Ms.
Yeah, like a dog. Like, I will eat them until I get sick. I will go. I will, like, puke my guts up, and I'll come out, and I'm like, oh, a couple M&Ms. like, no control. Like, my wife has a list of things that aren't allowed in the house. And those are some of the list. Because I have no self-control. I will eat them up. Yeah, there's lists, all kinds of lists.
Everywhere on the fridge.
Yeah.
Doc, things Doc Cannon can't have.
Yeah, I mean, it's good that it's not like booze or like other stuff, but it's candies mostly.
It's stuff like candy and TV shows.
Yeah. Coffee after a certain time.
All right, mine is a Zero Bar. I love Zero Bars.
Oh, and the silver wrapper.
Yep. It's been my favorite since I was a kid.
That's white chocolate, right?
Yep. Mm. But you, Eloy?
The white Snickers.
Right.
What?
I said it's white Snickers.
I like the white chocolate as well. I like the oatmeal, calorie deficient bars. Those are great tasting.
The oatmeal calorie deficient bars. So an oatmeal bar with no calories in it.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I hate you.
You know what?
A chocolate bar.
You know what? Oh, we have to do. Oh, well, they have little chocolate pieces. They could be raisinettes. You know
what? I don't believe your answer. I don't accept your answer.
This isn't that hard of a question.
Well, that's because
I'm favorite candy bar.
That's because I'm lying. I can't choose. That's
like. Do you like Heath? Do you like Skull?
I like
Skull or Score.
I like Score bars.
SKOL. It was like a knockoff Heath bar.
That was a Score bar.
Score. Score
S-K-O-R.
Bar.
S-K-O-R.
Yes, SKOR was a Score bar. My grandmother.
The problem with that question is that I was already talking about candies from the past, and you narrowed it down to freaking what's your favorite one, and it's like.
Eloy, there's no wrong answer, and no one's going to check your homework. So it's
yeah,
not like
we're going
to go home and be like, "Gonna truly be, yeah, tell the truth.
Do not lie to me.
Don't lie. Tell me the truth.
I just told you the truth. You don't like the truth. You can't handle the truth.
So we're going to keep needling you.
I just said that you narrowed it to such a degree.
Well, what are some of your favorites? Give me five candies if you go into the candy store.
Maybe like a Milky Way, maybe? Yeah. Maybe a Three Musketeer?
I don't like those.
What do you like a Snickers bar?
No, no.
Like Butterfinger.
Carmelo, maybe? Ooh, Butterfingers are nice.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe a Kit Kat?
If it's the white chocolate one,
white chocolate Kit Kat. All right, how do you feel about a Reese's peanut butter cup?
I love those.
Ah, there it is. I hit the mother right there. The Reese's peanut butter cup.
I love those. Those, yes, you're right. So that is my favorite one.
Okay, well there it is. The Reese's peanut butter cup.
No, but like seriously, I'm not lying. I'm telling you that is bad to the freaking bone. Reese's peanut butter cups are bad to the little small ones, the ones that come in like the little like.
Oh yeah, those singles are the hottest commodity in almost every trick or treat.
You're telling me 1980s Eloy wasn't laying out Reese's pieces in his yard trying to get himself an alien friend?
Oh no, yeah. Once that came out, I was totally wanting to buy Reese's pieces. But that was then. I thought you guys were meaning now.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the Reese's pieces.
Oh, I was totally down with the Reese's Pieces.
Also on the list, I have a problem. There's a lot of the bite-sized candies that really do me in, because once again, I'll bring it back to the short beers that you get at the old man bars. You just can't keep track of how many you've had.
You guys don't remember Nerd candies because you were too young.
What? I remember
Nerds. They still have them.
Nerds?
Yeah, remember the two-sided box?
Yeah,
we had box technology back in the day. It was like, oh, look at this. We've got left side and right side. Yeah,
that was an upgrade from Lick-A-Made.
Oh, those were disgusting. All sticky all over you. Oh, I got this candy.
Do you guys remember those little wax bottles that had liquid in it?
I hated those.
It was what a waste of freaking candy.
Did you chew on the bottle when you were done with it?
What else were you going to do? You had to get your nickel's worth,
right?
It was horrible. It's a wax freaking bottle with a little bit of liquid in it. You break it with your teeth. It's you horrible. Suck out a little bit of liquid, and then you got this freaking wax goo.
What was in that? Where was the nutritional facts of that liquid?
Well, I don't know, dude. It was like a little bit of Kool-Aid in there.
Kool-Aid, if we were lucky, that was
Kool-Aid concentrate.
That was the same stuff they put in the hummingbird feeder.
Right,
yeah, that was bad.
What about the dots, the little sugar dots on the wax paper, like the roll?
No, sir, I do not like them.
Here's a good one.
And you would pick them off, and you could never get the paper off the back of them, so you just had to screw it and eat them with the paper on it.
Yeah,
not this guy.
Scratched. Oh, let me ask you this question. This is gonna make for I'm really interested. And please, Bailed, just be honest. Tell me the truth.
Okay.
Do you, as a kid, And now, probably the answer is going to be no. What? But as a kid, because you've grown up and now you're aware. But back then, I'm sure that there's a possibility. Okay. When you would drop something on the floor that you were eating,
yeah.
would you just go ahead and pick it up and eat it and keep eating it?
Whose floor?
You're throwing some situation into the mix. Let's say you were at home.
Yeah, I'll eat it.
The bathroom, good. Next.
My bathroom's spotless, so sure.
Even back then?
It wasn't my bathroom then, was it? It was my father's.
So did anybody pee outside the toilet?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
When they had dragon tongue.
Yeah.
And you know what, Bales? I'm going to tell you something right now.
Uh-oh.
Your portion of that one episode where you went into detail into the activities and stuff, family activities and stuff, freaking Doc censored that whole section, and that was freaking podcast gold. I just want to say that right now for the record.
Hey, big guy. I offered to let you edit the podcast when we talked about it, and you said no. So
that was podcast gold. It was podcast gold.
Get it out. Get it started.
You've got a filthy mind, sir, and a potty tongue.
See, Doc.
Even amongst other people with filthy minds and potty tongues.
You're confusing art. You're confusing art, the freedom which art allows.
You're confusing gross to art.
Okay, so you will drop something and eat it. Doc, will you, when you were a kid?
Yeah.
How about in a public space?
Now? As a kid? No, because if my mom saw me do that, she would have beat me 2 inches from my life. Like I told Schivi, like Italian, no, you can't do that. Everything was going to kill me. Everything was going to crack my head open.
It kind of depends on what it is. If it was a corn dog and you can like brush the gravel off, cool.
Yeah.
If it's an ice cream cone that went tits up, that's a little different.
Yeah, if I'm at a fair and I drop my corn dog, I'm going to pick it up. But if I'm at Grand Central Station and I drop something sticky, my donut, I'm not picking that up anymore.
Well, did you ever drop something and the part that touched the ground, you just tore it off and ate the rest?
Of course.
Yeah. Thank you. Dog
what?
Is,
what, like your slice of pizza landed on edge?
Yeah, you just eat all the cheese and the sausage and leave the bottom and some of the bread. You munch into the bread and just leave the bottom portion stuck. You know that touched the ground. Be honest.
No.
So you would waste a completely good top of the pizza just because it touched the ground?
I'm not such a klutz that I drop crap all the time.
You've never dropped.
I would have broken it in half and eaten it.
Dude, I saw you drop a drumstick in one of your videos. You're telling me you never dropped food?
Yeah, but I didn't pick it up and eat it.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
And if he's handling his food like a drumstick, I think he's got more issues.
Yeah.
Drumstick. Okay, fine.
And I had a broken hand.
Have you ever licked your fingers when you with the food?
What?
Lick your fingers when you're eating food and there's a little bit of the sauce and stuff.
How do you eat wings if you don't lick your fingers? How many napkins?
Okay, no, I'm trying to get some truth out. Bales is closing doors to the left, closing doors to the right. I'm just trying to get at the truth here. He doesn't want to admit, you know, basic human.
No, I don't lick my fingers.
Ever?
I dedicate one hand as the dirty hand and I just eat all the wings and then I clean it afterwards.
No, seriously?
Yep.
So you've never had any food that was finger licking good?
It might have been finger licking good, but I didn't lick them fingers.
Will you lick somebody else's finger?
I mean, are you a finger licker?
Who's on the docket? I mean, do I get to choose here?
I just want a aha moment, and he will not allow for.
I would say I eat wings with the right hand, with the left hand for overflow, and for doing the flats.
If you've got food in your hands, you would die in the Middle East or something like that, dude. Don't they?
Oh eat yeah, for sure.
With the sticky rice.
Yeah.
With the devil's hand.
What's the devil's hand?
I mean, India. You would not have to worry about breaking through the toilet paper now, would you?
Oh, man. You see? You've ostracized a whole segment of the globe.
I don't really enjoy eating with my hands. I prefer utensils, unless we're talking about pizza.
So pizza
tacos. I don't eat tacos with a fork either.
How about interesting?
That would
be. Grab a hot dog with your hands and then put it and then eat it.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, that's normal. Or how about ice cream that drips onto your finger? Because we know that pee don't drip in it, but ice cream, a little bit of ice cream on your finger, you go and use a little towel and clean it? Or do you grab that finger and put it in your and suck off the freaking?
Oh my gosh, I think he really wants you to stick your finger in your mouth.
I just let that hand be ice cream covered until the cone's done, and then I go wash my hand.
Unbelievable. Okay,
so is there any situation in your entire life where you would lick your finger?
Yeah, but we can't talk about it here.
So you would lick your finger for that.
I think right after that, we're going to get a boom scratched.
Scratched. Oh, the crowd's going wild. The doc doesn't like it. The Ryan loves it.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're going to give me a complex problem, then I'll just sit and
No, I'm saying it's good. It's good that you reset.
No, like I'll sit and behave. I'll sit and behave. I'll sit and behave and not have any issues.
Are we getting passive aggressive on the
I'm gonna sit and behave.
Are we getting silent treatment? Are we married now?
No, I'll talk, but I won't go into the areas that you guys are so shocked about that you yourselves brought. Look,
am I shocked about? I eat food off the floor. I was trying to play along with you today. When did I become the bad guy here?
Well, that's true. Okay, fine.
And you know the other thing, I really liked that Bales was into the lemon donut. That the grandmom and me, my inner old lady, that really appealed. I was like, the lemon donut is
delicious.
Yeah, lemon. I love lemon as a flavor. Like it goes back to the lime Skittle.
You know, but you know what's great with donuts? I'm sorry, but a glass of milk is freaking awesome with donuts, dude.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Thank you. You
Portland see? Cement in your mouth.
Even before we ruined dairy products for most of our listeners, all five of you, I wasn't a fan.
Four after this episode.
They're dying quick, but yeah, I don't like milk.
It's okay, Doc. You have to drink it.
I do.
What, you do?
Are you telling me?
No, well, I don't.
It's part of your employment at Dangle's World.
It is not, because once again, I am Walt Dangles.
Sometimes you have to pick up somebody's shift. You pick up somebody's shift and you deal with it, dude. Huh?
Yeah, oh yeah, there you go.
No, but look, what's the reason that you don't like, I mean, seriously, like
I never did, even when I was like a child, straight.
You never?
I never really cared, like even like cookies and milk. Like, I'd have a couple cookies, but I could dip the Oreos in the milk and eat the Oreo, and I like that. But, like, people like drinking the milk afterward? Nah.
Are you a black coffee kind of guy?
No, I'll cream and sugar, and I like milk in my cereal. But to me, like, the thought of
drinking... Do you drink the milk afterward?
No, but I'll add cereal until there's no milk left.
That is... See, now, who's got the problem?
Oh, no, that's a big problem. But I would never, ever be like, I can't remember ever having the conscious thought of, you know what, I would like to go and get myself to drink right now is a big, tall glass of milk.
Oh, dude, you know how refreshing it is? And you can add You can add chocolate to milk, too, Doc.
I've seen it. That's a recipe. Did you just come up with that?
I'm just saying that if you add chocolate to the milk, man, and it's cold, and you drink that, dude, the satisfaction is so profound, dude.
Yeah, more likely to drink some chocolate milk. There's a couple dairies around me that have their own chocolate milk that you can buy that I know I've had, and it's pretty tasty.
Is it the look of the cow's tit?
Eloy, tell me, and do not lie to me. I don't want, all I want is a yes or a no.
You got it.
Root beer float.
Yes.
Yeah, all day long, two times on Sunday.
Yes. Oh, but, well, so you're okay with ice cream?
Oh, I like dairy products. I just don't like white milk, like a glass of white milk to me. Never. Yeah. But I'll eat things, I'll eat cheese, I'll eat ice cream, I'll eat things that are cream-based. I'll put half and half in my coffee. I have no aversion to dairy.
I like Dr. Pepper floats.
Ooh. Oh, I've never tried that.
That sounds good.
My dad drinks Coke floats.
Oh yeah,
we actually have a root beer stand around us still.
Oh,
with car hop and everything.
Oh, is it an A&W?
Yes, it is.
Ooh.
Oh, shoot. You know what's awesome?
Burgers.
Dude, Long John Silver's.
Oh, yeah, we had those.
We don't have any around us.
We don't have any anymore. See, that's the problem with Miami, but there's a stupid, you know, everything is a freaking Polo Tropical and stupid crap, which is awesome because there's plenty of different foods, but they got rid of the freaking Long John Silver, dude, and that fish is so freaking the hush puppies. It's
fucking. Do you have a Bubba Gump's?
No.
Are those still in existence?
Yeah, tourist traps now.
Mm-hmm. Horse trap?
Tourist.
Oh, I was like, what?
It seems that everywhere there's Bubba Gump is turned into like a tourist trap.
Is a horse trap a thing?
That's why I was questioning.
If you have to trap your horse, how else are you going to do it without a horse trap?
Have you guys ever, when you go to the, I don't know if this is a Miami thing, but when you go to a fast food restaurant, and I know some of you don't frequent them, but you've had fast food recently, I mean, at some point in time, do you ever get like, oh, can I have, like, let's say whatever, three ketchups, some mayonnaise or mustard, and they say, well, I can only give you one of these. Whatever the condiment is. It could be like a barbecue sauce. Or have you ever had like issues acquiring condiments after you made a purchase through the drive-through window at one of these burger joints?
No. I can't say I've ever had a condiment issue. Usually.
Nah.
Yeah, but I'm also not asking for excessive condiments.
Okay, Burger King. Well, how about you, Bales?
I was looking up Long John Silver's, and there's actually one a couple towns over for me. Holy hell.
The one.
I know what you're doing over the weekend.
I mean, I live in a coastal town. I don't need to go to Long John Silver's for fish.
The one near me closed. I know that. It's a Dickie's Barbecue now.
Dickie's.
I was just going to say, so you've never had, like, issues trying to acquire condiments at a burger joint?
No. Usually, like I said, they're pretty free-flowing.
All the lobbies have little, you know, you can go pump your own ketchup.
Oh, okay. Well, so
you talking about like the drive-through? What you talking about?
I don't do drive-throughs.
The drive-through, Ryan. Well, you don't do what?
I don't do the drive-throughs. I refuse.
Okay, explain this because this is why.
They always screw up your order, and then you have to go back in afterwards.
Very true. It's
ridiculous. I don't like eating in my truck because I don't want anything spilled in my truck.
Okay, that part is like ridiculous. But
a lot of the drive-throughs around here, the turns are so stupid tight. And I drive a long pickup truck that I don't want to deal with it. So I just go inside the freaking place and pump my own ketchup.
You don't eat inside your truck?
Do you check the bag right in front of him?
No.
What do you do?
He hides.
Well, I guess, like, if you're getting food to take home, do you check the bag right in front of him? Or do you just eat there?
I don't eat fast food. Maybe, like, once a year I'll eat fast food.
What? Damn, dude. You're talking about me.
It's not good for you. Not good for you. It makes my gut hurt.
Yeah, I understand. It's just because, like, Burger King here, so you can't order the zesty sauce for some darn reason or ask for it unless you have onion rings. These people are freaking Nazis, dude.
Ooh.
That's not what they are. they're awful people, maybe for now, but I just don't know. But they're Nazis.
I can't look. If you buy a freaking meal that nowadays ends up costing like $8, $10, probably if you order the large shake and like one of the pies as
you
well,
want a biggie size that Eloy
and biggie size and all that
size or whatever it is.
Yeah, and so but the thing is, like, you have to freaking order onion rings to get the darn zesty sauce. And sometimes they'll give it to you, and you know what they'll say? This is how they act around here. I'm giving you this as if you just spent freaking almost $10. I'm giving you this, but I'm not really supposed to. It's like, what the hell? That's what we deal with here in Miami, dude.
So, Bales, do you ever eat out at restaurants ever?
Sometimes.
Just not fast food.
Yeah, I don't do the fast food chains.
Taco Bell?
We'll go to like a Thai place sometimes, or if I'm feeling the burgers, we'll hit like the 99. It's like a sit-down burger joint, like an Applebee's or something. It's kind of like that.
That's what I was wondering, if you did like the Applebee's or the Ruby Tuesdays or the Texas Roadhouse, things like that.
We don't have a lot of them.
Yeah.
I bet you guys have a mean clam chowder up there in Boston.
Probably.
Well, that's... Oh my gosh. I think we're good.